Every website now serves two audiences: humans reading rendered HTML and agents parsing structured data or calling in browser tools. Agent traffic is no longer theoretical. Sites can now expose machine-readable discovery, structured content, and callable tools. Many websites still serve only the human-facing layer, invisible to the automated discovery pipelines that increasingly mediate how users find and interact with content. Agent readiness is distinct from SEO and from AEO, answer engine optimization. SEO wants visibility, AEO wants citation, agent readiness wants addressability. They share signals, SeepMain, robots.txt, structured data, but serve different callers. This post maps agent readiness as capability, read, parse, act, and as a five-layer implementation stack, each layer deployed, scored, and audited. Why does your website now have two audiences? Agents split into readers and actors depending on which layer the site exposes. The readable layer is ordinary HTML, styled and interactive, built for a human with eyes and a mouse. The parsable layer is structured data that an agent can fetch without executing JavaScript. The executable layer exposes callable functions in the browser through Navigator. Model context. The Web MCP, Model Context Protocol, Imperative API, a W3C Web Machine Learning Community Group draft in Chrome Origin Trial. A parsable-only site lets an agent read, an executable site lets it act, subject to the author's safety annotations. Accessibility is agent readiness, a clean accessibility tree, ARIA labels, and programmatic names on interactive elements are how an agent reads a layout. Semantic HTML is not optional polish, it is machine-readable semantics at zero marginal cost, Google Chrome 2026. Readable, parsable, and executable describe capability. Table 1 is the implementation stack that realizes those outcomes. Scoring platforms now grade sites against that stack, so agent-friendly is a number a CTO can track quarter over quarter instead of a marketing claim. What does fully agent-ready look like? How five layers stacked in sequence let an agent discover, fetch, and act without human relay. Each resolves to a concrete endpoint backed by a published or draft standard. Three production deployments demonstrate that full agent readiness is achievable across different site types. Juice.blog runs a stateless/MCP endpoint, giving agents a persistent model context protocol server alongside in-page tools. WorkOS generates its MCP tool definitions from the same source files as its HTML documentation, so the two surfaces cannot drift apart. CoinRanking exposes live cryptocurrency chart data through Web MCP, proving the pattern works for data that updates every few seconds, not just static content. Cloudflare's one-click bridge and its ceiling, one-click agent bridges, change the cost calculus for smaller sites. Cloudflare 2026. Cloudflare's bridge uses HTML rewriter to inject a baseline Web MCP surface automatically. That free baseline provides basic tool registration and content negotiation. A hand-rolled implementation adds domain-specific tools tied to a curated knowledge graph, human-in-the-loop annotations tuned per action, and a semantic layer that the bridge cannot infer from generic page content. The scoring gap is that domain-specific layer, a pattern that extends into multi-agent governance as examined in AI SDLC governance. How is the Web MCP tool layer built? Competitive differentiation concentrates in the executable layer. Any site can publish /llms.txt, llms.txt.org 2026 in an afternoon, but domain-specific tools backed by a curated knowledge graph take as long to build as the content itself. Five tools register via agentready.astro, each wired to its own abort controller for explicit cleanup on component unmount. The API entry point is navigator.modelContext, exposed by the W3C Web Machine Learning Community Group Draft, W3C 2026. Feature detection guards the registration. If navigator.modelContext is undefined, the component skips tool registration entirely and logs a warning to the console. Read-only versus mutating, the annotation design, two safety classes govern these tools. The four read-only tools carry annotations, true, signaling that they cannot mutate state, subscribe, underscore email, omits the annotation deliberately. Its description instead warns that a confirmation email will be sent and requires user confirmation before the call. Figure 1 shows the decision flow for classifying a new tool, applying the pattern. Cloudflare's bridge cannot infer which page actions mutate state and which do not. A hand-rolled tool layer is the only place that judgment can currently live. A practical starting point for any implementation. Classify every action as read-only or state-mutating before writing any tool. Read-only tools earn re-odule hint, true, and need no confirmation step. WritePath tools belong to a second safety class. The description string, not the schema, carries the confirmation requirement, because it is the one field an agent reads before deciding whether to call. Server-side rate limiting on WritePath endpoints and input validation on input schema arguments remain the trust boundary. Client-side annotations are advisory, not enforcement. What is the knowledge graph layer and why does it matter? Exposing content relationships as structured data makes a static site queryable and retrievable by structured query. /knowledgegraph.json captures typed edges, citation, concept underscore shared, thematic underscore chain, and section underscore reference, concept clusters, and curated reading chains built at Astro build time from curated data in src/data/knowledgegraph.ts and front matter extracted from every post, clusters, edges, and reading chains. 2 of the 5 WebMCP tools expose this graph directly. Get underscore related underscore posts walks the typed edges from a given slug, and get underscore posts underscore by underscore concept returns every post tagged into a given cluster. The context isolation patterns that make multi-agent graphs reliable are covered in context engineering. The orchestration layer that coordinates agents across those graphs is examined in orchestrating AI agents. Beyond the tools, every post publishes a /posts/.json agent contract summarizing its own graph position. The site's RSS feed carries Dublin Core plus graph metadata for agents that prefer feed polling over live queries. At call time, get underscore related underscore posts fetches /knowledgegraph.json, filters edges by slug and returns each connected post's title and edge type. Cloudflare's generic bridge can fetch pages but cannot infer which posts cite one another or share concepts. That source of truth lives in the curated knowledgegraph.ts. The suggest cluster CLI keeps it consistent as content grows. The graph therefore preserves editorial judgment that a generic bridge cannot derive from rendered HTML. When does a knowledge graph pay off? In production testing, the graph starts to pay off once cross-links become dense, past roughly 24 posts. Below that point, a curated /llms.txt reading chain covers most of the agent value. How do agents actually discover all of this? An agent lands on the domain with zero prior knowledge and follows a deterministic chain through every layer above. Discovery can start at DNS, a DNS ed index at underscore index, underscore agents, domain, advertises agent capability before HTTP. DNS ed is an advancing IETF draft, IETF 2026. The wire format may still shift. Without it, agents still enter via robots.txt and link headers. From there, robots.txt declares crawl policy and content signals opt-in or opt-out for named AI bots, categorized by function rather than left as one undifferentiated block. Link headers as connective tissue, link response headers carry the next hop, the described by API catalog, MCP server card, and agent skills relations point an agent directly at machine-readable resources without requiring it to guess well-known paths. Table 3 lists the endpoints reachable from each relation. Content negotiation is the highest leverage signal in the stack. Serve machine-readable output when an agent sends accept application/json or accept text/markdown and never place agent user agents behind a login gate. 99% of the top 100 websites fail this basic check. Agent grade, 2026. per post markdown at /posts/.md and per post JSON contracts at /posts/.json are the concrete endpoints that satisfy this signal. The API catalog relation follows RFC 9727 Smith 2025, the well-known URI and link relation for API discovery. An auth.md file and OAuth discovery metadata state explicitly that anonymous access is supported for read-only resources, removing a common ambiguity where agents cannot tell whether authentication is required or merely unimplemented. An HTTP signatures directory covers message-level integrity via WebBot Auth, built on HTTP message signatures Backman et al. 2024. Package skills at /agent/skills/index.json carry SAHE 256 digests so an agent can verify each skill.md bit for bit before loading it, which blocks silent tampering between publish and fetch. The link header is the connective tissue across all of this, the one machine-readable entry point that a generic HTTP client encounters on every response, regardless of which specific discovery document it eventually needs. Figure 2 places the server card within the broader discovery stack, showing how every layer from DNS to interactive tools connects through a deterministic chain. How do you measure agent readiness? Use scores to compare discovery, content, actionability, and trust gaps across sites. Four independent platforms now grade sites against these layers. Is it agentready.com, 2026, operated by Cloudflare, assigns level 0 through 5 across discovery, content, bot access, protocol, and commerce checks. Agent Grade, 2026, uses a 0 to 100 scale over many weighted signals. Agent Scope, 2026, scores discoverability, understandability, actionability, and trust. The agentic browsing category in Lighthouse now covers LLMs.txt, WebMCP, accessibility tree completeness, and layout stability, Google Chrome, 2026. Table 4 compares the four platforms. What do scores actually tell you? The average top 100 site scores 55% on agent grade, 65% lack even and /LLMs.txt file, and 100% fail to link agent discovery files from their homepage, agent grade, 2026. Running two complementary scales in the same session is useful. The delta between them separates discovery failures from content structure failures. Scores are snapshots, since platforms add checks as standards settle. The operational output is the next gap to close and the order for doing so, not a permanent verdict. The scan for this site is public, so the rubric can be inspected against a concrete example rather than taken on faith, agent grade 2026. What should engineering leaders ship first? Start with the cheap reversible layers, /robots.txt, /llms.txt, and link headers, which any static host can serve in an afternoon. Those discovery surfaces are durable. Then register read-only WebMCP tools with explicit redo hint annotations so agents can act without mutating state. A curated knowledge graph earns its keep once cross-links become sufficiently dense to make traversal worthwhile. Ship mutating tools last, with explicit confirmation language and a clear trust boundary separating what an agent may change from what requires a human. In-browser WebMCP tools remain a community group draft. Ship them behind feature detection, not as a load-bearing dependency. A sixth category, payment protocols, X402, Stripe SPT, Coinbase Commerce, applies only to sites with metered or payable resources. When a site exposes one, the X402 HTTP 402 price quote header is the reference implementation. Sites without payable resources can safely ignore this layer.